Then Streets of Avalon down the outside from I Am Someone Sansom. It's great again with Veradine up on the inside. Then Streets of Avalon. Veradine at the 100 metres takes the lead from great again. Streets of Avalon. Veradine punched out in front. And Veradine won the Group 3 from Streets of Avalon. Great again and
Oh, I said Lindsay Smith was carrying the weight of a nation. James Cummings with Gareth Hall yesterday labelled Veradine his best. Said, let's go to the best race and I think I've got the best horse. And you were right, James. Congratulations.
Thanks. Warren, was a good achievement for the team down there to win the time on the Bletchingley, and good to see Damien Oliver show his champion qualities, learn a little bit about the horse, and some continuity there between horse and rider was effective. Had it not been for that rainy weather on Sir John Monash Day, perhaps he would have been a chance to collect both of the sprints, but he's done a great job and an excellent win through a needle eye opening. Ollie was able to storm to the front, win strongly, and the horse was presented in perfect condition by the boys down in Melbourne.
And from the time the barriers opened, I think Ollie's horsemanship was on display because the horse wasn't the quickest into stride. Take us through your thoughts on how the race unfolded.
Well, Veradine is a horse that has only ever won races with real horsemen. He's a horse with plenty of speed, but it's the right type of rider that knows how to get that speed out of him at the right time that is the rider that would be effective. He's a strong horse. He's got a strong will, and he likes to do it his way. But those riders that are getting a lot out of that horse are going with him at the right time. They're able to utilize his strength. And they're also able to develop a bit of a bond with him to be able to put him to sleep at the times when they need him to be calm. And I think that's gone a long way there. Some may wonder at the strength of these races, but there we are beating the Futurity Stakes winner from this season. Third place was the horse that got over the top of Viridine Stablemate, Home of the Brave, up the straight, and it was nice for us to avenge that defeat, and a good a really good notch in the belt of Veradine, who's a multiple stakes winner for us, and he'll be retiring one day with a pretty good record as a sprinter, I'd say.
We've seen some great examples of the teamwork that goes into Cadolphin's planning, and no more, though, highlighted by the videos you put together going into the Everest. But a decision had to be made with the COVID situation about getting Veradine to Melbourne because it's difficult to get him back. What was the thought process there that highlighted that Melbourne was the place for Veradine under those circumstances?
Well, first and foremost, program the horse for the right races. And we have not had any pushback about wanting to move horses from Sydney to Melbourne to support the races down there and to ensure that we continue to bolster the stable at Carbine Lodge. You see Sean Keogh there front and centre every time you're there at the races, and Reg Fleming's exhausting the battery in his phone speaking to the head trainer every morning and afternoon. I can assure you that a couple of them have fancy themselves as Spielberg at the moment, taking video footage of the horses after gallops and walking out of their box in the afternoon in their stables. And that's part of the process to handle the difficulties that we have at the moment, that our key personnel can't move themselves between states. I haven't been down to Carbine Lodge since the Monday before the Newmarket to see bivouac. Part of the challenges that we offset there are things like reviews. We completed a personal development review recently, and no prizes for guessing the challenges that some of the boys described as being the biggest challenge in the past 12 months. We've been doing our best to battle that, but to answer your question specifically about this horse, well, they were just the perfect two races for him to be considering for now. And whilst we have a couple of ideas for him in the near future, we'll get to the bottom of them once we see how the horse is done in the next week.
Varda was your winner in Sydney yesterday, and she was well supported also, building a really good record, getting past an on-speed horse in Partners. Black Type so valuable for the female stock from the Godolphin operation. What do you map out for Varda, who looks to have some real upside?
Yeah, she's not only been in a rich vein of form, but she's really been nursed right up to that high level by the guys at Osborne Park. They've worked tirelessly with her to maintain that zest for racing, and that was despite having not raced for a fairly long time since the latter part of the spring last year. Hitting the ground running to win three straight in Sydney is normally an indication that a horse is up to Black Type. Think back to our Seed Mixel filly Aquitaine, who did a similar thing earlier on in the year, and I wonder what Black Type races might be on the agenda for her. Perhaps races coming up in the near future. Perhaps we take stock and think that she's going to return better at four with a break under her belt. But nevertheless, she's chalked up the third straight win out of three this time in Sydney. Hit the ground running with a five-length barnstorming effort to bolt in at Canterbury, fresh up, and has backed that up against harder opposition two times at Rose Hill. Look, you'd have to think with her tactical speed, her acceleration, her ability to put these performances together that she's up to those better races. But her rating probably wants to catch up to the performances, and she might need a little bit more time in order to build on that. So we're certainly in no rush with her, but we're very proud of the efforts that she's put together this preparation.
You were talking to Gareth Hall yesterday about a conscious effort to try and keep some speed in the legs of Rohirrim. Well, he didn't win second up yesterday, but he did everything but behind a talented galloper in Eduardo. How did you mark him second up?
Yeah, his performance was good, you know. He didn't quite win the race with this. He didn't quite attack the line, you might say, just watching it the way he did fresh up. And, you know, we've worked on trying to match and marry those two performances together, the first and second up runs these past few preparations, and it's not been the easiest thing. But I think you'll also find that Jason Collins had a little bit of trouble riding the horse right to the line over the concluding stages, which is interesting. And the horse still performed admirably. A point that needs to be made is that most of our horses recently that perform very strongly are getting whacked with 6 points in their victories, and that has to be considered when you expect them to put those wins together in handicaps. It's not the easiest thing to do at that level. And when the horse went down by about a neck in the race at Rose Hill, I couldn't help but think of my friend Ben Dunn at the handicapping department at Race New South Wales to thank him for the 6 points that Rohirrim got for winning first up.
Yesterday morning, also an observant listener was looking ahead, always in search of a winner, and identified a couple going to Echuca for the team today. On race day morning, can you give us any type of push for twins in the first at Echuca and outline in the second?
Well, they're improvers. They're not stars. We're ever hopeful.
Well done yesterday, James. Terrific performance by Viridine, and good to see Ollie taking that gap and the horse brave enough to squeeze through on the inside. Looking forward to see what you do map out with Viridine. Now he's down here in Victoria, but mission accomplished with the project to get down here taking out the Bletchingley Stakes yesterday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Warren. And must have to say that our thoughts are with Andrew Atkins and his friends and family involved in a nasty fall in race one yesterday at Rose Hill. And it's amazing. We're just having a good chat to Andrew, who's galloped a few of my horses on Monday morning. There he is up in hospital at Westmead on Saturday night. So it's a great sacrifice and the dangers that big jockeys put themselves through, and our thoughts have got to be with him.
Yeah, well said, James, and certainly hoping for a speedy recovery for Andrew. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Warren. Cheers.